This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So Monday I'm doing the show. I'm in the first hour doing the show, and I see an email pop up from Google. And out of the corner of my eye, I spy what I think I saw. So in the next break, I pop that email open, and it says my YouTube channel, which is, I'm not going to say it was completely insignificant. I had right at 27,000. I have right at 27,000 subscribers. Had been demonetized. Now, that wasn't a massive hit, but I had done everything right. I did everything right according to what they said I had to do. And I just thought that I'd done one little thing wrong, and I just sat around for a day. Yesterday I spoke with Hickok 45 about it, and we discussed things at length. But then I found something out today. I found out I wasn't the only one. So joining me from Ammo Land, I have writer John Crump. And joining me from YouTube, I have the man that runs the channel called Honest Outlaw. Good evening, fellas.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
This I'm good.
How you doing?
Outlaw, good to meet you. I have watched a few of your videos. I like your work.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. So, John, what happened? What happened Monday?
It seems like from anywhere between the 9th until Monday, there was a mass demonetization of channels that have to do with the Second Amendment. My channel, Black Fawn Tactical Prep, which is basically just covers Second Amendment issues, that was demonetized too. And I don't even feature guns on there, just talking about Second Amendment issues. So it seems like YouTube and Google, the parent company of YouTube, went around and they demonetized any channel that has to do with guns or Second Amendment issues, most of them at least. And the thing is, none of these channels violated the terms of service at all. They just kicked them off the partner program.
Now, Honest Outlaw, you have 217,000, almost 218,000 subscribers. Let's see, a grand total of 37 million, almost 38 million views. So you've been doing this for, and you've been doing this for nearly 8 years. Is that right?
4 years. 4 years.
Okay. Well, it says on your. Well, maybe that's why Google's out to get us. They can't even maintain their own books.
That's okay.
Yeah. Now, for you, you're 100. You know, you're 10 times my size, just about. And this was actually. Were you making a living doing this? Even with the, I know they cut revenue really bad, but were you making a living doing this?
Enough. I was making enough to continually grow the channel, which is exactly what I wanted in the first place.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of put everything back in the channel and give the people back what they want to see.
And now, will you continue with the channel?
Yeah, I definitely will. I actually got a lot of support from the Second Amendment community after I put out the video. A bunch of people came and helped and supported me on Patreon. So I should be able to, not at the same capacity yet, but hopefully we'll grow it back up.
Now, here's and I'd like to ask you about this, Outlaw, just simply because I'm trying to present solidarity here. I've always used YouTube as a means of further exposure for my sponsors. Should I get ultra serious about my channel and get out there and try to make it pop, pop, pop so that I'm not one of these guys out there going, I don't care if you monetize me. I don't care. Go ahead. Do what you want. I don't care. Google, go ahead. Have at it. Should I be, because I do care. I care about what they're doing, but it hasn't been one of these things where I've been sitting back going, wow, what have I lost here?
Yeah, I don't know. I really put all I could into my channel. So I was a little disheartened when they took my monetization away, but mainly just because of the way they did it. You know, it seemed so impersonal. You know, they didn't even send me an email. You know what I mean? That's what really bothered me.
Well, they sent me an email. And now you know nothing. You've been told nothing.
No, I actually talked to a person from customer support who was actually fairly rude and condescending. So that actually made it worse.
Yeah.
And then they, after about an hour, they couldn't actually explain to me which part of the partnership program that actually broke, because I actually broke it all down to them. Like I had it in front of me, and I was trying to show them that nothing that I'm doing on my current channel breaks anything to do with the agreement. So
right.
Eventually, they just stopped talking to me.
Yeah, that seems to be the case with a lot of people. YouTube has not acknowledged that they did this, but the amount of people I talk to, it seems extremely widespread. And none of these channels broke any terms of service. Like I said, my channel didn't feature any guns at all. And I was labeled harmful content, which is bad. Another thing is, I didn't get an email either. It seems like most of the people didn't get emails, so I think you're really lucky, Bill. They must really like you.
Well, I don't know why. I have no idea. I mean, I haven't done anything to. I'm small. I'm a small. And I don't do, most of my stuff is confined to my sponsors, so I don't have. I'm not putting that many videos up. I've been on YouTube since 2013, and I have about 189 videos. So it's not something like I'm slamming it out there. And I think I made $104 the last time I got paid from them.
Yeah. Well, you know, gun content gets paid about 10% of what non-restricted content gets paid. So
yeah,
make a tutorial, so you'd make a lot more.
They just never would buy that from me, Outlaw. I mean, I've thought about that. It just would never fly.
My specialty either.
So
another thing that is really hurting people is, other than demonetization, I've been doing some tests. I'm all into even machine learning and stuff like that of another hobby, and it looks like the gun recommendations for anybody that got demonetized. Their recommendations have dropped down, so less and less people are actually seeing their channel. So it's going to be harder for gun channels to grow as well.
Well, I just subscribed to The Honest Outlaw. I've seen it pop up, and I've just subscribed to it. So I'm going to be looking. And, Chris, I have your number, and I'm going to give you a buzz sometime tomorrow, if that's okay with you. And
okay.
If you would just shoot me a text whenever you're getting ready to put a video up, I just want to see if it pops up in my subscriptions.
Okay.
I just want to do that little test, that little unscientific test.
Sure. I've heard from many of my viewers that the subscription stuff doesn't show up anymore. So I'm with you on that. I don't believe that the traffic is the same after you get demonetized. I think my traffic is a lot less.
Well, in the letter I got, and I'll read the letter I got when we get back from the break and just let you know what they told me, I don't think they like me more than you. I think that you probably were making more money than I was, and it was easier to chop you off at the knees because that's what they do. Coming up on the first break, Honest Outlaw, if you're listening to me and you watch YouTube, go to Honest Outlaw and subscribe. Keep him strong. Subscribe. John, you can find John, all of his stuff. Go to amaland.com, look at contributors, look for John Crump. You'll find some stuff that most people aren't talking about, but is just as important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I thought the modern age would be great. I thought we'd have jets and cars and, you know. That's all I was looking for was a flying car, but that's beside the point. I'd like to take this moment to welcome KWTO 560 AM to the ninjas. Welcome, folks. All you people out there, Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, Oklahoma City, Wichita, Omaha, welcome! I want all of you to be a ninja. Thank you very much. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to John Crump from Ammoland and Honest Outlaw from YouTube. You still count yourselves being from YouTube, right?
Yeah, so far.
Okay. So you didn't get one of these, so let me read to you what I got. So, High Lock and Load Radio, during a recent review, our team of policy specialists carefully looked over the videos you've uploaded to your channel, Lock and Load Radio 1. We found that a significant portion of your channel is not in line with our YouTube partner program policies. As of today, your channel is not eligible to monetize, and you will not have access to monetization tools and features. Please go to your monetization page to read more about the specific policy our specialists have flagged. I went there, nothing there specific. We know that this is tough news, and sometimes we have to make it difficult decisions. We have a responsibility to ensure our community is safe for creators, viewers, and advertisers, and at the same time, we understand that you may have unintentionally made mistakes. That's why you'll be able to reapply for the YouTube Partner Program in 30 days. This 30-day time period allows you to make changes to your channel to make sure it's in line with our policies. What this means, I'll still be able to upload, edit, or delete my videos. I can read, respond to, and moderate my comments. I can analyze the performance with YouTube Analytics. I can get best practices and strategic advice from Creator Academy, and I can connect to other creators in the YouTube Help Forum. To monetize again, I need to go in there and look at my videos, even though I don't know which ones are the offending ones, and I need to go and edit or delete those that violate the policy. And in 30 days, they're going to send me a nice little message saying, "Hi, Bill, it's time for you to think about remonetizing." Sorry you didn't get one of those, Chris?
No, but I kind of got the gist of it. Yeah, Chris, why don't you tell everyone how you found out? I actually got a little note on my creator studio one day that just said, "You are no longer eligible for monetization." And
little
that
strip
is all
up top.
Yep.
And if you clicked on it to find out why, you could find out why. And if you didn't, if you hit dismiss, it just never pops up again, right?
Yep. And you never see it again.
Now, tell me something. All I ever wanted to do on YouTube was get to the 100,000 to get the plaque. Did you get a plaque?
No, I actually didn't even apply for one.
Oh, okay. So you have to apply for a plaque. You got a what?
I got a check mark.
A check mark.
Yeah, you get a check mark by your name at 100,000.
Okay. So I have heard that creators that have more than 5,000 subscribers can go to a YouTube hub and use YouTube for their production. Have you ever heard that?
I haven't. No. I use Adobe for mine.
No. But what I'm saying is that we could go physically to a YouTube hub, which I don't know where are you out of?
I'm out of Iowa.
So I'm out of South Carolina. We could go, I guess, to New York and walk up there. I don't know if now that we're not a member of the YouTube Partner Program, if we'd be allowed in the building, but they have a YouTube hub there. And supposedly I've heard that we can go there and use their facility. I wonder if we could go there and just ask a couple of questions.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that they have their major location is in Austin, Texas, and I believe Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And I've actually considered that, but I saw Steven Crowder do that, and he didn't get very far, and he's a lot more famous than I am, so I don't think I'd get very far either.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, with one of these things when they pop up, I mean, I've got plans for this particular, and I don't know how far to go. First thing I'm going to do is I'm working on 5 videos right now. I'm getting ready to put up. I want to keep putting video up. Haven't I seen you on GunStreamer?
No, not yet. But I do plan on putting up some videos on BitChute at some point.
Okay.
I've heard that's a pretty good spot. But I'm really want to stay on YouTube just simply because of the traffic. And the whole point of my channel in the first place is to give people the information. And if I can give them the best information through YouTube, then, you know.
One of the cool things about GunStreamer is they have a feature where you can log in there and it automatically imports your YouTube videos over. So every time you upload a video to YouTube, it automatically imports over to GunStreamer as well. So I think
I'm definitely doing
for
that.
Creators in our field, it's probably a smart thing to do because when YouTube comes around and they ask on gun channels, which they probably will eventually, I can see them not giving any warning, and all of a sudden everyone's channels are just gone. And if you don't have your videos backed up, then a lot of times they're going to be gone for good.
Yeah, that's actually already happened to a few channels, which is why all of my videos are saved on a hard drive, and I actually
right.
also have my own website. So
yeah. Well, I'm going to start using my website. I have a website, but I'm going to have to do a couple things to it and yank it around a little bit. I'm going to start using it to embed video on. But I'm going to get – and this is the other thing. I don't plan on when they offer me the opportunity to remonetize, I'm just going to ignore it.
I am as well. Yep. I think it's pointless, personally.
Well, I think every time that we do that, we remind them that we're there, and I know they're driving in this general direction, but at the same time, I just it's the second biggest search engine on the planet. The traffic there is impressive, and until the next thing that comes along that's going to compete against them, although I think they are going to drive the plane into the ground. Real quick, we're coming up on the next break. Honest Outlaw, tell everybody how they find your channel.
All you got to do is search on YouTube for Honest Outlaw, and I should pop up. I'm a big red-haired guy.
Yep, he's got a lot of nice pistols and rifles that he reviews, and a very good production value. He's been around, and you don't get 218,000 subscribers by not doing it right. And, of course, John, you can find his stuff at ammoland.com. Go to all contributors. Look for John Crump, C-R-U-M-P. And there you can find the repository of all the stuff he's ever written there. John is a very good investigative reporter. He writes a bunch of stuff that most people aren't talking about, and that's what I like about his stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Giroji with a message for lawmakers.
The House is tabling one Democratic lawmaker's attempts to impeach President Trump. A group of bipartisan lawmakers voted in favor of putting aside articles of impeachment that were introduced by Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump from Amaland and Honest Outlaw from YouTube. All of us got demonetized Monday. I got demonetized Monday. Apparently, I was somewhere else in the stick. Honest Outlaw, you got demonetized when?
About a week ago.
About a week ago. So for the last 10 days, YouTube has been very, very busy. Now, I thought that I'd done something wrong, but then John wrote an article where apparently I was in good company.
Yeah, everyone got demonetized for the same reason, which was harmful content.
Harmful content. Now, I know that you have reached out to Google for some sort of comment, John, and you have this ability to get somewhere and find out, suss out information out there. Since you and I talked earlier today, have you found out anything new? Is there you believe that eventually they're just going to kick us all off, right?
Yeah, I mean that's just conjecture on my point on my part. If you look at where it's going. One thing that I did find out and was able to confirm is how they did the demonetization. A lot of people thought it might have been titles or descriptions, which it was, but they also used machine learning to actually look at the actual videos and look for things like guns and words like guns. And if it flagged any of those things, you got demonetized. I don't think it's done yet. The channels that are doing gun-related content that haven't been demonetized, I think that's coming within the next week or so.
There's quite a few of them, but I mean, I know that I haven't done a demonetized video yet. I probably will just for the views, Chris. Just to see how many will react to that. But I mean, I've been getting choked for a while on YouTube as far as it. And I mean, that's been another thing they've been doing. When you put out a video, you would think that you're going to get 200,000 views on it with your subscribership. What is your average in the first 3 days?
It's about 10%. So about 20,000 per video.
They've been throttling the response that you should get as a creator.
I think the traffic is limited. You get about 50% of your views generally from suggested videos, and
right.
I think they've limited that significantly.
But I mean,
you're absolutely right.
The subscribers, though, if they hit the bell, ring the bell, you know, if they hit the bell, notifications and everything, even with that, they're not getting notified.
I've heard from many of my viewers in the comment section that they are not getting notified. So I don't know personally, but that's what I hear.
I haven't been getting notified of your videos, and I have the bell turned on, so I can attest to that.
When are you putting your next one up, Chris?
Tomorrow, I believe I'll be putting up a short review on a Desert Tech MDR.
Okay, well, I will let you know if I see a notification on that, because I have subscribed to you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. You can subscribe to me if you want to, but don't worry, you're not colluding with a computer.
I actually did this morning.
So, you know, the thing that bothers me about this is that they're going to have to get reined in. I'm not somebody that I don't like regulations. And I hate anything, but I hate anything that goes against the Constitution. And while they can sit there and say, well, we're a private company. Well, no, not exactly. You're not. I mean, Google Earth. Did you know that, like, certain tax collectors in certain northeastern states use Google Earth to figure out who should be paying taxes on in-ground swimming pools and who isn't?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. So Google, I mean, one day we're going to wake up and Google's going to be in charge of a whole lot of probably the intelligence apparatus because of all the other things they have in play. They're not. Yeah, they are Skynet, but they're not a private company where they're out there like, saying, well, we make a tablecloth and you should just let us be. I mean, we already don't do that. That's already case law. I mean, ask the baker. We're out of Colorado, the baker out of Colorado who keeps getting sued for not making cakes.
Well, here's another thing. They can say that, we're not a government entity, so we're not bound by freedom of speech. But in this country, you cannot have a monopoly. And if you have a monopoly, you get regulated. So, you know, and they're pretty much a monopoly.
Well, I know that yesterday in the Senate, they had a bunch of the Silicon Valley guys there talking to them about them censoring conservative voices. But I think it's time. And Dennis Prager has sued them. Dennis Prager, the host, radio host, media host from Salem Broadcasting, he sued them because they took some of his videos down. So I'm going to get a hold of Alan Gottlieb, and I'm going to ask him how much, what kind of coercive things have I got to do to get him considering to slam a lawsuit into Google and YouTube over this. Simply, and whether it goes anywhere or not, I think that we fight together, we die together, and if we win together. But I certainly am not going to just take this just because they think they hold all the cards. I just can't stand doing that. I can't even stand thinking about it.
Well, I agree. I think we stand a much better chance together. I mean, one of us against a giant corporation is not going to get very far, but if all of us join together, it's a different story.
Well, we're definitely going to give it a shot anyway. And I know, now, John, I know you've got some other creators. I want to bring other creators on here and talk about this as well. And then I'm going to get a member of the U.S. House, which right now it's held by Pelosi and the squad. So we won't get anywhere with them, but it'll be a start. And then maybe I can talk Alan into coming on the show. We'll have to see.
Well, I think this is one of the issues that can actually bridge the gap in Congress is not just the censorship, but how much power that these big Silicon Valley giants have.
Yeah, I know Elizabeth Warren wants to break them up, too. I don't know how I feel about being in the same mindset as Elizabeth Warren. I got problems with that.
Yeah, well, even Tulsi Gabbard was talking about these big Silicon Valley giants silencing conservative voices. And she's a Democratic candidate. So that was kind of shocking.
Yeah, well, it's some people out there with it, whenever you've got this kind of thing going on, it hits everybody. There's no good leftists out there unless they're part of the leadership. Everybody's just a serf. You may support the serfs in the beginning, but you'll find out how much fun you get out of that later on down the road. They're not going to be just coming after me. After they get me, they'll be coming for you. So anyway, Honest Outlaw, the Honest, yes, Honest Outlaw channel. You can find that at YouTube. Go subscribe to it. Pump him up. Give him what he can and watch his videos and give him likes on the videos. The likes help with the algorithm, makes them more searchable. Do that. Do that with mine if you haven't already done that. Lock and Load Radio 1. And, of course, John, you can go find John's stuff at amoland.com. You've got a website, too. What's your website, John?
Oh, well, I have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I do have a website, but my website is just other people writing on it. That's Liberty of Force SEO. My YouTube channel is Black Swan Tactical Prep.
Okay.
And I don't really use it for like monetization or anything like that, even though I was monetizing. I just do my live streams there. It's like one of the more places that we post to.
Gotcha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonies and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking about what YouTube did the other day, I have with me this evening John Crump from Ammoland.com and from YouTube, Honest Outlaw. I'm watching one of his videos right now. I figured out why you have such a big following. When the weather's bad, you're not going to see Bill out there reviewing a gun. How do you keep your cameras from getting messed up in the bad weather? What do? You have like a little shed or something? What do you do?
No, that's my wife actually has really good equipment. She's a photographer by trade, so
okay,
she does it all the time.
So what, you have like a nice weather-sealed camera?
Yep.
Okay.
We like to test in all weather just so, you know, people use their guns in all weather, so got to test it in all weather.
You know, I never figured that part out. When I was in the military, I was stationed in Europe for 3 years during the 80s, and if the weather got bad, we shoved them inside our poncho and everything. We treated them like they were the most reverent objects. We were expecting to go to war just about any day back in the 80s, but that's all beside the point. Right now I'm watching the top five overpriced guns not worth the money. I like it. I've had some of those guys as my sponsors there, Chris. So, you know. Anyway, so the next thing to do with what are you going to do, Chris? You going to just continue on like okay, I was monetized, and I was making videos. Now I'm making videos, and I'm not monetized, okay?
Yeah, I kind of feel a little more free now as well, since I'm supported by the people now. I don't have to be holding to such regulations, you know, the monetization stuff that you have to deal with and make sure you don't say certain things, do certain things. Well, I don't have to do that anymore, so I kind of like not being monetized.
Yeah, I thought about that myself. They made out, I sent an email to a representative looking for a representative, and I got a reply to that earlier today. And it was asking me if I thought I had used any third-party content, which might have been copywritten, or any copywritten music, which I don't. I use Music Bed, and I don't go get anybody else's video or anything like that because, well, some of them just shoot better video than I do, and it just show mine up. So I just don't do that. But it was like she was making out, because I asked, I said, how am I going to fix this if you can't tell me which ones were the bad ones? How do I need to just delete everything I got and start over again tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the same thing they went with me. They wouldn't tell me over and over again. They told me I could reapply, but, you know, I have around, I think, 300 videos up right now. I mean, what am I going to do? Delete all them and start over, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, right now, if you reapply or it would apply for the partner program, the backlog is about 5 months long. So you're looking at 6 months of income being lost.
That's fun.
Well, I guess I won't be doing that then. I guess I'll just keep on going the way I'm keeping on going. I mean, I find it interesting that everything, a lot, that they mentioned in language to me at the outset, and I said, I've never reviewed a bump stock. I've never reviewed a suppressor, simply because I don't have anybody that's a sponsor that makes those things. So what is it about my videos you don't like? And they would not tell me. But I'm just going to keep on going, too. I like YouTube as well. YouTube is like a super center where every, you know, I go to YouTube to figure out how to put that three-prong plug back on the dryer that I had to take off of the two-prong place where I used to live. And I learned how to shoot and edit 4K video off of YouTube. I learned how to use DaVinci Resolve off of YouTube. So I like YouTube. I just I think they need to be hit in the head with a couple of cricket mallets.
Well, they need to be open about it. They need to actually give us reasons and what we can and can't do. It's kind of hard not to violate the rules when you don't know what the rules are.
I totally agree. Yeah, that is the most difficult part. Honestly, a part of me thinks that they were trying to avoid a PR nightmare by just demonetizing us and hopefully we just go away instead of kicking us off, but...
Well,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it works.
That's not going to happen.
Just as we've been talking now, I have Google Alerts set up, and the story is spreading. It's on PJ Media right now, too. They list me and you in their articles well about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just keep this going. I mean, Chris, you're welcome to come on the show anytime you want to, anytime you want to talk about the stuff that you talk about and all that other stuff. I've been trying to get a gear reviewer from YouTube to come on the show, and I just haven't ever reached out and caught the right guy at the right time. And, of course, you're always welcome here. And believe it or not, we can't be deplatformed here. We're not going to get deplatformed here. So that just ain't going to happen, so. Even with my bad diction and my bad vernacular, so in the coming months, will you? So you're not going to look for remonetization. Do you already have brand deals or other things? I know you're on Patreon. I've also heard that Patreon is getting sort of difficult. Is that true?
They are with certain people. Yeah. It's not going to be a permanent solution. It's one for now. And eventually I plan on trying to figure out something else, probably some sort of ammo sponsorship at some point.
Well, the Subscribestar is another Patreon-like platform that is very friendly to the Second Amendment and First Amendment. So, except PayPal killed their deal with Subscribestar and striked it too because of the very reasons that they're pro-Second Amendment, First Amendment,
who
knows what's going to happen.
The thing about GunStreamer I was going to point out, Chris, Hickok just did it the other day, and not the other day. He's actually done it 2 months ago, but I mean, he's got like 1,200 videos up there. I'm pretty sure they don't have all of those archived because back in the early days, I'm sure that everybody out there, the Sooches and the Military Arms Channels and the Hickoks, they all thought, this is a great ride. I'm glad I'm an early adopter.
Yeah.
This is going to be safe forever. Look at this money I'm making. I mean, And I find it interesting. And YouTube was a great thing in the early days. I mean, Such, I know Don. Don lives in this general area. And I mean, Don was a jeweler before he got into guns.
I did not know that.
Hickok 45 is a retired teacher. So, I mean.
Yep, Tim from the Military Arms Channel, I believe, worked at a corporation. He had a corporate job, I believe.
Yes, he did. So, I mean, all of these guys that found YouTube and turned it, helped make YouTube what it is, and developed a career out of it, it was really good and heady back in those days. I wasn't doing it back then. Well, I was. I was streaming the show, but do you know how boring it is to watch a three-hour radio show? I just wasn't getting no views. So, and I don't blame anybody for that. I don't blame them. So I stopped doing that.
That's another reason why I want to stay on YouTube, because guys like that inspired, you know, guys like me. I mean, I shoot as much as I do today and shoot competitively, largely because of all the YouTube videos I saw 10 years ago.
And Outlaw is a pretty good, he exercises good pistol craft, good technique. I like watching him shoot. I admire the fact that you shoot in the snow. You would never find me out there. Not ever. I would never do that, but.
Yeah, Iowa has extreme seasons.
So, John, we're going to continue this. This can be your audio media part of it, if you like, or part of your audio media part of it, as you continue to expose YouTube. Outlaw, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show tonight, and you're welcome back here any old time. And I'll let you know the next time I see an Outlaw video pop up.
All right, thank you. I'd love to come back on. Just let me know.
Roger that. John? Feel free to go out and get
go
line up whoever you need to get, and let's go with it. Let's go ahead and rumble and make as much noise as we can.
Awesome. We definitely will do that.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Great. Coming up next, hour number three is inbound. We're about to be joined by Dean Weingarten. I have no idea where he is in the world. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.